This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expecting to bring her post-Brexit plan on future relations with the European Union to a vote in Parliament January 14. Facing almost certain defeat, she pulled the plan from a December 11 vote. Britain is set to leave the EU March 29. Ms. May also told Parliament she rejects the idea of a second referendum.
Another vote which would do irreparable damage to the integrity of our politics, because it would say to millions who trusted in democracy that our democracy does not deliver. Another vote which would likely leave us no further forward than the last. And another vote which would further divide our country at the very moment we should be working to unite it.
The Prime Minister indicated in her talks last week with EU officials she received further clarification on aspects of the withdrawal agreement. Her government is seeking further political and legal assurances. Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn lodged a motion of no confidence in Ms. May for not quickly rescheduling a vote on Brexit.
So we're left edging ever closer to the 29th of March deadline without a deal and without even an agreed plan in Cabinet to get a deal. The Prime Minister has cynically run down the clock, trying to manoeuvre Parliament into a choice between two unacceptable outcomes, her deal or no deal.
Parliament remains divided, with factions pressing for various options for future ties with Brussels, exiting with no deal or remaining in the 28-member bloc. Voters in the Indian Ocean Island nation of Madagascar head to the polls Wednesday to choose between two former presidents. Andry Rajoelina received 39% in the first round. Mark Ravalomanan got 35%, both banned from running in 2013. Mr. Ravalomanan was elected in 2002 but forced to resign 7 years later. Mr. Rajoelina was installed by the army and ruled until 2014. This is VOA News. A senior White House official Monday said President Donald Trump gave his Turkish counterpart no assurances he would allow the extradition of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, wanted for his alleged role in orchestrating the failed 2016 coup. Turkey's foreign minister said Mr. Trump assured Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the G20 summit he is working on sending Gulen back to Turkey. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback is not certain Turkey has provided the necessary evidence to back its assertion Gulen was implicated.
It's been hard to ferret out, even, 2 years now after the attempted coup, to find out what, if any, influence Gulen really had over this coup and the plotters. But regardless, it's certainly the response of President Erdogan to crack down on just about anybody accused of anything has fueled speculation that his campaign is directed at much more than simply Gulen's supporters.
Gulen has repeatedly denied any involvement in the attempted coup. Meanwhile, Mr. Erdogan said he has Mr. Trump's backing for a planned military incursion into Syria against U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters who've been engaged against Islamic State militants.
Geçtiğimiz hafta Fırat'ın doğusuna.
He said he discussed the plan with the U.S. leader and gave a positive response. Last week, the U.S. Defense Department said any such unilateral military action in an area where U.S. military personnel are present would be unacceptable. Diplomats from Russia, Iran, and Turkey said they're close to agreement on the composition of a Syrian constitutional committee that could pave the way for a new charter after elections. They're expecting to meet with outgoing U.N. envoy Stefan de Mistura on the plan to give equal representation to members of the government, opposition, and independent groups. Taliban representatives are meeting with officials from the U.S., Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Pakistan in search of a basis for talks to end the 17-year conflict in Afghanistan. Indiana University analyst Nazif Shirani in Kabul said the pace of meetings with the insurgent group has picked up in recent weeks.
It seems President Trump has given a limited period of time of 6 months, plus, of course, the impending election. So those two might be the critical factors.
At least two other meetings involving U.S. Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad and the Taliban have taken place this year. Two new defense papers reveal Japan plans to speed up purchases of U.S. weapons, including advanced stealth fighters, over the next 5 years to counter the growing security threat posed by China and Russia. Israeli engineers are making final preparations for a planned lunar landing next year. If successful, Israel would become only the fourth country to carry out a controlled soft landing of an unmanned vessel on the moon. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.